All right, we're back with Pomp and Joe. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Joe has something to take care of, so Austin and I will be manning the ship here temporarily. In the meantime, we want to hear from you, your take on the Steelers' win. And it was a good win at 34-32. And I think the bottom line is most people are just happy with the fact that the offense scored points. We have not seen a quarterback play like that since, I said, the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, really. And he made all the right decisions. You can tell the confidence was there, Austin. There's something about him that translates to other people, and everyone in that locker room has told us that so far.
Yeah, we really haven't seen it since before the elbow injury for Ben. So to be able to see this unfold, it was awesome to watch. It was fun. We don't see a lot of it. And yeah, you could tell that they buy into Aaron Rodgers. You could tell that this meant something to Aaron Rodgers. I found it interesting what Tomlin said after the game, where Jerry Dulac asked him, like, what gave you the confidence that Rodgers could do that? Like, what did you see from Rodgers? And he said, that. Like, that is what I've been seeing in preparation throughout the entirety of camp. It's just good to finally see it on the field.
And they certainly did see it on the field. When you talk about four touchdowns, no interceptions, 244 in the air in a debut with a new team, nobody's done that in a lot. I don't know how many years it's been, but he sits alone in that department, about four touchdowns. I was even looking back to Peyton Manning when he made his first, you know, because he had such big numbers, but he only had two touchdown passes in his first game with that team. So Aaron Rodgers immediately has made a statement, but he won't win the player of the week, I suspect, because of Josh Allen. If you had your choice between Josh Allen, because these are the three they're talking about, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, or Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert had a great
game. The order
game
I would go is, unfortunately, I think Rodgers is second behind Josh Allen, and Herbert would be third.
I'd say so, just because of the great performance that Josh Allen put together. I mean, that was Herculean again. I didn't think they were going to come back in that game whatsoever. So Rodgers, here's that number, Bob. The list of quarterbacks with 240 passing yards, four touchdowns, no picks, and their team debut over the last 60 seasons, Aaron Rodgers, week one against the Jets.
And that's it.
That's
nobody
the
else.
List.
And the fact that he had the best passer rating that we've seen here in 7 years tells you in one game he's made quite a difference. And the confidence certainly exudes. And now you got Seattle coming in, a team which didn't do much yesterday. They got to travel all the way around. You know, we talked about how important the start is. You look at the back part of their schedule, it does get more difficult, and they have to take on a lot of good quarterbacks. And that leads us to the defensive concern of what we saw yesterday. But it is one game. They have a chance to tighten that up. And they also know if their offense can give you that sort of consistent play, then your defense should be better just because you don't have to always be perfect out there.
Yeah, but their defense, like,
I know
that was a disaster.
The alarming thing is because we ended this season watching a team that was giving up all sorts of yards on the ground. They drafted Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black to come in and help with that.
And they picked up right where they left off, Bob.
Yeah, it was not good. And that includes the inside linebackers, too. So all of it has to change. At 412-928-9370, we have callers there. Austin.
Well, let's go to Rob. He's in West Mifflin.
What's up, Rob? Rob, are you there?
Rob? Oh, maybe no Rob.
Maybe he fell asleep. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
There's a pulse.
There's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Rob.
Hello? Go ahead.
Sorry, man. I had it on mute, man. I was talking to my buddy real quick. Yeah, I ain't gonna call. Oh, this, that. Listen, they won the game. A lot of people woke up today 0-1. We're 1-0, man. Everybody has things to fix. My main concern is Broderick Jones. Everybody knows that. He looked terrible out there. And right now, you know, I don't even know if that's fixable, man, because, you know, we got to start chipping tight ends in, man. That's going to slow our offense down. But the one thing I want to say is that I called it, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago, a week or two, Sue Lemus was there. I don't know if he was there, Bob. But I said Jalen Ramsey, the addition to Jalen Ramsey on his defense in that back end, he brings that swagger. Like, my wife said, is Joey Porter Jr. playing? I said, yeah. But she said, but the good thing is you didn't notice him in a good way or a bad way, which gives him time to grow up and to be a better corner, because he had a lot of pressure when he tried to be a number one, which he never really is. Never was, I mean. Hopefully he'll be that. But Jalen Ramsey brings a lot of swagger to this defense, man. And I'm telling you now, if we can keep Aaron Rodgers clean, and that's a big if, we can keep him clean and he play all 17 games, we can be a problem, man. Because like I said, a lot of people ain't scored 34 yesterday. A lot of people ain't give up 32 neither, but we won the game. Every team has stuff to fix, man.
Well, Buffalo gave up 40. You know, and they won. And so they have the same issues. People in Buffalo will be talking about how their defense got skewered by a run game, which was the same thing that when we saw them in the playoffs last year. Baltimore had their way with them, but they made too many mistakes. And that's the thing about Baltimore. They seem to always put themselves in bad situations late in games, and that's on John Harbaugh, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, people don't remember, man. I think it might have been about 2-3 years ago. They were talking about firing John Harbaugh. He may be a game or two away from getting fired. So, you know, he had a lot of work to do up there, too. So, like I said, a lot of people calling in saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers makes the best off-schedule throws in NFL history behind Mahomes, man. Like, literally, go back and look at it. Off-schedule, that's his game. So this one guy called it, oh, the technique. Man, go lay down, buddy, please, because we won the game.
Yeah, the game. The technique is what he does. That's his technique. Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate that. Aaron Rodgers can deliver the ball any way he has to. Getting out of the pocket on the run, he keeps his eyes down the field and on his progressions, and he makes the right reads in most cases. If you look at where his all-time numbers are when it comes to interceptions thrown, he's 97th all-time, which means he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. So that's, I think, one of the things that Mike Tomlin was attracted to when they started talking to him is not only is he prolific, you know, the only question was his age. You know, how much can you expect out of a 41 or 42-year-old? But the one thing he doesn't do is turn the ball over frequently.
No, I mean, he really doesn't. And it's been a little bit more so over the last couple of years, but over the course of his career, I mean, you're talking about somebody that takes care of the ball as much as anybody.
All right, we got more callers. I know they're chomping to talk.
Here's Chris. He's in Tennessee.
Oh, the Titans.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
I'm glad you watch the Steelers and not the Titans. Yesterday was a tough game.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm driving. In fact, Bob, a couple weeks ago, I have your bobblehead doll displayed prominently on my
well, I appreciate
that. Yeah, I'm driving back. I'm a pitch season ticket holder, so I was up for the game this weekend. And I'm driving home right now, going through wild, wonderful West Virginia, and I've made a point that if I use the restroom, I'm not going to flush the toilet. Anyway, so on the Steelers, it's the first game. You know, there's a lot of things to be fixed. I did like it that the way it ended, the defense apparently seemed to wake up or do something different, and that hit to end the game was pretty nice. So you can't beat that. Regarding Joey Porter, I know he got hurt, but he just did not seem – he really hasn't shown much to me other than being picked first round in the second – or first in the second round or first round late, if you want to call it that. But with Aaron Rodgers on the team, I think that brings a lot to us on the maturity. And, yeah, he's old and he needs some help. And Roderick just didn't have a very good game, and who knows what will happen down the road. But I just say that let's give it the rest of the season, long season. My expectations are not very high, so you know anything that happens, I'll be satisfied.
Safe travels on your way back to Tennessee, and you saw at least a Pitt win. I don't know about this week. We got the backyard brawl coming up, and boy, a lot of the air was taken out of that. And I believe that Game Day would have maybe been here from ESPN if they had won that game.
Herbstreit confirmed that too. That Game Day was going to go there, and then if West Virginia didn't lose to Ohio, not Ohio State, Ohio,
and very, very just lethargic kind of play altogether. Rich Rodriguez now is going to hear about 13-9 all the way through this week until they play that game. And Pitt, I don't know what the point spread is on it. I'll have to check, but they should be pretty good favorites in this game based on what we've seen so far. West Virginia is certainly struggling with a new administration down there. 412-928-9370 is the number to call as we continue to roll along here. We're also going to get into some college football talk, and I want to bring this up too because, Austin, it's a good local story. May not have gotten all the coverage because of what's going on with football, but Nathan Smith, who is from this area, and he's a very decorated amateur golfer, he was the captain of the United States Walker Cup team, which this week took down Great Britain and Ireland over there at Cypress Point in Pebble Beach area. Really good accomplishment for him and all these young golfers that are coming up. USA's got some really talented golfers, so congrats to him. I think that's a big story that doesn't get a lot of play, but I wanted to get it out there if I could.
And Pebble Beach, too, to be able to have that type of success on that type of course.
Yeah, that's
saying something.
Yesterday, the fog was rolling in, I saw, and it's hard to even see in that stuff because it comes out of nowhere. But it's fun to be in if you're going to go there. Some people want to play there and play in the misty conditions. I don't.
How does the fog affect the ball? Like if you hit into the fog?
I don't know. I mean, for me, it doesn't affect anything because I don't hit it as far as those guys. But if you did, it may have a negative impact because, you know, it's moisture in the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All I know, and we get CB58 who helps me out. I asked about the pit line. He says pit is 5.5-point favorites. That may be too low. I expected it to be around 7.5.
I can't believe they actually lost to Ohio. Like, look, it's not going to be immediate for Rich Rod. It's not going to be a quick turnaround. But still, you would imagine, first and foremost, why is WVU playing at Ohio? How was that scheduled? I'm pretty curious. But I just never thought with that type of leadership and culture that's being built that that would be possible.
No, well, it's taking a starch out of this game a little bit for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if
there's
pitcher
no doubt.
Go down there and struggle, then people are going to come with a conclusion. You struggle against West Virginia, they lost to Ohio, and you hear all this sort of stuff. But I saw a revamped Arch Manning, and I realized, you know, they weren't playing Ohio State, but still, he came back and 4 touchdowns in a very quick amount of time. I always say about these guys, you got to let it go. And I know we talk weekly about college football quarterbacks because the Steelers will certainly be looking at one probably next year in the first round. But did you change your, you know, we haven't, again, when you're playing lesser opponents, it's hard for me to gauge
right.
What's going on. Arch Manning, though, is still going to be a very, very high pick, if not the top pick.
Yeah, I wasn't overreacting to what happened at Ohio State. Like, it's his first real start. His previous other starts weren't against big-time competition. So I still have him in my top five. He's number 3 for me. Like, I didn't like what I saw from Aller on Saturday. He didn't play very well.
Next. No, he was. He was struggling against that team.
He did not play well against FIU. They figured it out in the second half. Nussmeier, I thought, was all right for LSU.
Not as good as week one.
People keep trying to buy in the Lenora Sellers and singing his praises. And I think he's pretty good. I'm just not all the way there yet with him. John Mateer is a name that is starting to rise up some boards as well. I think he's just a little bit too much of a runner. So that's a little bit of the expanded board at the moment.
You never know. Some guys do get in there and you don't expect to hear their names, and all of a sudden they put together good seasons. And when you beat ranked teams, that helps along the way. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can also join Chris Muller at the Verizon store in Monroeville on Thursday from 4 to 6. Verizon is a registering customers for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the game against Seattle this weekend, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon is the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as far as the weather is concerned, well, sunny today, high of 71, low of Zach Frazier, that would be 54. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Again, it's Myers Law Group saying 71 for the high. It's a beautiful day. But if you want to get out, this is the day to do it. All right, Austin, we have more calls on the way. We can expand the conversation. I don't know if you saw because this was going on opposite the Steelers, but Bubba Chandler got blown up yesterday to the tune of 9 runs.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. In his first major league start, we'll talk about that. And Milwaukee's a really good team. I can see them winning a World Series just based on how they play. They don't have all the star power the other teams have, but they play in a way that makes them very dangerous, I think.
They kind of remind me of those Cardinals teams in like 13, 14, 15, where guys you've never heard of before come up and then drive in like 60, 70 runs.
They all have a role. They all know it. And they have very good pitching as well. We'll take a break here. Coming back with more Pomp and Joe right after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.